BT Pensions. I received the annual funding report of the British Telecom, BT, pension scheme recently, and it was mentioned that the old, i.e. better, scheme covering older workers was closed to benefit accrual from the 30th of June, and that the unions had agreed to that. It also pointed out that this will have no material effect on the funding of the scheme. If that is the case, why did BT propose it, and why did the unions agree to it? Reasons given for cuts to pensions include that low interest rates cause investments to perform worse than originally predicted. So if workers don't get crucified with high mortgage repayments and credit card charges which increase investment income, they will often end up with a worse pension. Under capitalism, workers' pensions are at the mercy of the spivs and speculators. Workers deserve better than that. Pay and pensions should be the most important priorities. With a democratically planned and publicly owned economy, these things would be provided, not dependent on the fortunes of a few wealthy investors. It's funny how senior executives are never in the same pension scheme as their workers. Under capitalism, the rich look after themselves and rarely pay for their own mistakes. We need a Corbyn government prepared to take the economy over and guarantee a decent retirement income for all workers. Unions should start by campaigning against all attacks on pensions. Clive Walder, Birmingham.